Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight.
We have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's what the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name, because we have learned something, and continue, we are learning something, that there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry, and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Truly, it's all about the kingdom. And in Matthew tells us to seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Listen to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Here, starting at 11:30, here in the capital city of Harrisburg, we're going live. And tonight we just want to point out to all the fathers, we pray the blessings of the Lord upon you to be able to strengthen you and encourage you that Jesus is Lord, that when we seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all things are added for our good. So when you are feeling lonely, oppressed, depressed, and need a healing for your soul, the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Bible lets us know that we are to walk in the Spirit, that we are not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. And when we walk in the Spirit, we're walking in love. We're walking in peace, joy, meekness, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. And all these things is in the Word, according to Galatians 5:22. So, my beloved, we're here tonight to bless you with music, to soothe the mind and heal the soul. And we're just going to start out with a song that over 2,000 years ago was written by a young lady in the Harrisburg area. She happens to be a minister of the gospel and one of the daughters of the late Scott White Sr. So We're going to start out with standing God's love that was manifested 2,000 years ago. So enjoy the next hour with Kingdom Focus on www.blogtalkradio. And also, we'd like to share with you all some very important information about what's happening in your neighborhood, in the kingdom of God. So, my beloved, stay tuned, and after this selection, you'll hear, after 2,000 years of love, by Pastor Carlin Whitespoon.
Oh, Come on, give Jesus praise tonight. Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me.
I've not heard a lot. I'm not saying people don't teach or preach from this
where God wanted to bring us to tonight, talk to us tonight. So if you'll turn to the book of Jude, and Jude, not the book, just the chapter, really. Jude, verse 3 says, "Beloved, all concern was to write you in regard to our common salvation." Now, he says, listen, he says, "My intention in writing this letter to you had to do with our common salvation." He says, "But I found it necessary." But I found it necessary. He said, "I wanted to talk about this common salvation that we have, but I found it necessary and was impelled to write you and urgently appeal to you and exhort you to contend for the faith." I want to talk about something like contending for the faith. Jude shifts. He was talking about a shift tonight, several different things. The word about there was a shift tonight because the sound. And Jude says, listen, I was going to talk to you about our common salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. He says, but I was impelled and felt it necessary. He says, I was somewhat constrained to write to you that we need to contend for the faith. I think it is a very applicable word for us tonight. I think it's a very applicable word for the church in its corporate concept that we need to contend for the faith. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we're in a fight. I'm going to tell your other neighbor, neighbor, we're in a fight. We're in a fight. He says, contend for the faith. Now, he said, he goes on to say, contend for the faith, which was once for all handed down to the saints, some of Christian belief, which was delivered verbally to the holy people of God. Verse 4 says, for certain men have crept in stealthily, which means one writer says they came in through a side door. He says they came in through a side door. We know that when we think about the stealth airplane, it has the ability to come into an atmosphere or come into a place undetected. And so he says there are those who have crept in. They've come in through a side door, gaining entrance secretly. Their doom was predicted long ago. Now he begins to give us some description of them. Now he says they're entering in. I want you to understand, talking about the church. And he says, listen at this. Let me describe them to you. Ungodly, impious, profane persons who pervert the grace, the spiritual blessing and favor of God into lawlessness and wantonness and immorality, and they disown and deny our sole master and Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And this message ain't going to make you jump around like it did last night. You ain't going to be running into it. I believe that this is a sobering message to awaken us to the reality that this is not a time for us to lay our arms down. Time for us to shift into apathy and indifference. It's not a time for us to be sleeping, but to be wide awake in this hour and in this moment that we're living in and contend for the faith. In this day of unprecedented attacks on the principles that make up the foundation of our Christian faith, the perverting of the grace of God and the denying of the lordship and headship of Christ, where the grace of God is being turned into an abuse of freedom for the purpose of wantonness and people seeing God as only the means to get stuff, we must contend for the faith. Where in many aspects of the church we find indifference, compromise, and license, be the moment for the church to find its equilibrium and stop staggering as an intoxicated person that has no sense of balance. There must I'm writing to you what the Holy Spirit put in my spirit. I believe that on the landscape of today's culture that has denied in many ways the existence of God, where the teachings in the church, where existentialism and secular humanism has suddenly crept into the teachings in the church, God is painting a mosaic through a remnant people that have not bowed their needs to the Baals and the Balaams of this hour, that will perpetuate and release the fire and the winds of revival. It has always been in this hour, or the hour of greatest need, visually or nationally, that God sows a seed. That God sows a seed. Understand something about a seed. Seed is not just an offering of choice, but is a weapon of movement. It's not just an offering of choice, but it is a weapon of movement. Tonight, when Glenn was talking about time and giving and sowing, God was saying tonight in a very real way, what you were sowing was not just a seed of choice, but it was a weapon of movement. God is about to do something. Your sowing tonight gave God opportunity and gave God right and freedom to now move on your behalf, to produce, to do things, to bring forth things that he has decreed and declared. And so God sows in moments where there's turmoil, in moments where there's difficulty, and in moments where there's trial, God sows a seed, the seed of his word. So in the psalm, the writer said, and they cried to the Lord in their sickness and in their disease. And what did God do? He sowed a word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their fears. So we're seeing something. How relevant and authentic are the words of Jude, how they speak to this Laodicean church, how they speak to this moment in the church where we say we don't have need of anything. We're in all of these things. And Jesus said, you don't know how miserable. And I'm not calling you miserable. He's talking to this age, how miserable and how wretched that you are. And then he challenges us to purchase from him, get from him the kind of salve that we need to cleanse our eyes, to get that which has lasting value to it. God will not authenticate anything that he didn't birth. Come on. Don't shout me down in here tonight. See, we're not jumping around tonight. Maybe y'all tired, but I'm telling you something. God will not authenticate anything that he did not birth. If you and I are bringing forth what we bring forth out of our own strength, out of our own ability, and then saying, God, I want you to put your hand on my stuff, God will not authenticate your stuff. He will only authenticate what he bursts into the earth, what he brings into the realm of the earth and into your life. He will authenticate that in your life. In John chapter 18 and verse 38, Pilate said to him, what is true? What is true? Pilate's question to Jesus about what is truth. There's a mindset that prevails in some of our political and spiritual leaders today that there are no absolutes. That from a philosophical position, that nothing is an absolute. That there are no truths. I remember when I was in college and took a philosophy course, and I remember the professor said to me, he said to the class, in this class, I am going to try everything that you have believed in. And I'm going to show you that by the time you leave this class, there are no absolutes. There is no truth that you can put any confidence in. Come on, are you?
remember he brought two pictures into the classroom, and there was a picture that was the Lord's Supper, and he put this picture on this side, and then he put a picture on this side that depicted hell and all of that, and he was asking different ones of us, which one could we relate to? And so when he got to me, he said, I know I don't need to ask you which one you relate to. You relate to this one over here. And he pointed to the Lord's Supper. He said, and that's so serene. That's so calm. He said, I can't relate to this one. I have to relate to that one. And I said, and that's exactly where you're going.
Three people and just tell them it's all about the kingdom. Tell somebody else it's all about the kingdom. Hug one more person and tell them it's all about the kingdom.
My beloved, it's midnight. And our ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom, ministering music to the mind and the soul. So, as we tuned in early before midnight, I was praying to see campground meeting at Calvary Campground at the Heflin in Richmond, Virginia. There the pastor, Top Scott, preached the word continues. And the next thing to celebrate you tonight. Celebrate you. So, this is an opportunity for you all that are listening to give us a call at 657-383-0957. Toll free 877-497-1796. And if you want to dedicate a song to your loved one, give us a call. Again, at 657-383-0957 or 877-497-1796 to share a song in memory of your loved one. But until then, we are going to contend the faith with Pastor Tap Scott at the Calvary, Pentecost Calvary Campground. And the message is contending the faith. And we'll be back with music to soothe the mind and heal the soul. You're listening to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live.
To cast away your confidence. This is not a time to throw in the towel. This is a time to open your mouth wide. This is a time to decree and to declare what the Lord has said. the Lord says. He says that culture, which our government is trying to authenticate values and systems that go against the created order, there is a suggestion that the church is suggesting that they listen. Listen what I'm telling you. I'm telling you something that's real. See, people say, well, you know, that's the culture of today. And if Jesus was here, wouldn't he embrace the culture of today? After all, we are evolving. Well, the Word of God says Jesus Christ the same. I said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so it's not it bashing up people. It's coming against the immorality and going against created order and trying to get the church to abandon its principles. Y'all not hearing me. To abandon its principles. To abandon. Oh, this is not. Listen, you know what? This is not a message that makes you feel good. But it's time for the church to awaken. Paul said in the book of Romans, I think it's chapter 13. It's high time that we wake out of our sleep. It's time to get up. We want all the thrills and frills that come along with the blessing of God. But we don't want to contend. Tell somebody, you got to contend. You got to contend. We want God to just dump it in our lap like overripe fruit. We're just saying, God, you handle what's happening in the nation. And we go on living beneath privilege and birthright. And God is saying, no, if I'm going to get anything done in the earth, I'm going to get it done through my church. I'm going to get it done through a church, through a remnant people that will believe me, that will trust me, that will contend. Political landscape today is being embraced officially, even though there are hints of bigotry and racism and injustice. We don't like to hear them, but it's real. God hates injustice. God hates inequity. Come on, don't stop me now.
Keep holding it.
You guys realize that we are racist people from every country.
Radio. Goodbye. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Tell them it's all about the one more person and tell them it's all about the King.
Life is all about the kingdom. And tonight,
we're here
to lift up your spirit
through the word,
have meant, just through the mind and heal the mind. We apologize if it happened lately. Bear with us as we share next election.